December 13th, 2018 is the Watt Pedro Show.
Thank you. A dumb, good-looking girl to kick around bass playing a plus, but she auditioned in a t-shirt that said, ignore me at your peril, so soon she was driving the bus. Somehow I got on her mailing list, so I go out and see her play whenever I can, I can. She fills the club with estrogen, and the women all nod, but I don't get it, but I keep going back, cause I wanna understand.
For Pedro Show. Hey, brother, man. How
hey,
you doing?
Good. It's all good.
Yeah. I'll start off the show with Every Time You Say Goodbye, live November 22, 1962, John Coltrane. And then a song from our guest, brother, Matt, because it's not just you and me, but...
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, via the miracle of those software engineers in Estonia and their Skype invention, we got Chris Butler, all the way from Cleveland.
Ahoy there.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah, thanks for... joining us. Second time in 1 year, Chris Butler, I'm talking to you.
I know, I'm a lucky man. Thank you. Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, of course. Last time, or the time before, we spoke of your music journey. So what we're going to focus in on this one here is this new record you did.
Yeah.
First, let's talk about the weather, though. It's December 13th. I got one more week as a 60-year-old. And what would you say, Brother Matt? It's in the... High 60s, low 70s.
Weather-wise, yeah, we're like in the mid to upper 60s.
After I'm done, Cleveland way.
After I'm done with this, I gotta go chop ice in my driveway.
you literally chop ice, Chris.
Yep, that's what I gotta
like
do.
Like with a fucking axe.
Yeah, well, you know, it's actually, not to cause you any geographical trouble, I'm actually in Akron, Ohio, which is like 30 minutes south.
That's right, you're in Akron.
It's okay. We have a completely different climate down here. It's subtropical.
Well, that's because you're away from the gigantic lake.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
What's that? Yeah, I'm sorry. You're in Akron.
That's okay.
We talked about this last time. You've spent some time living in Cleveland.
Yes, sir. I grew up in Cleveland on the, in the Hungarian ghetto on Buckeye Road.
You told me about that pad you guys all lived in. It was kind of a culture house.
Yep.
Bitchin'. That was Cleveland. Okay. But you're in Akron now, and yes, tropical weather. D-Boone bought a Telecaster in Akron.
I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt right now.
Perfect.
Right. Gotta have wooden buttons. If it's Pedro. If it's 1976 certified Pedro, it has to have wooden buttons. And of course, you gotta have a matching set of puka shell necklace to go.
Yes, sir.
You know, one time, a Minuteman only played Akron once, and I think it was called the Mothership, it was an upstairs kind of cafe. Mothership's.
Yep.
Yeah, something. Mother.
Yeah, I think it was Mothers, and I think it was
in Kent. That's right. It was called Mothers.
Yes. Yeah, it was in Kent. And see at the time, in the 70s...
That's right, Kent, the college town.
Yeah. Exactly. That's where the gigs were. The gigs were in Kent.
Okay. But a lot of bands came out of Akron, a big kind of thing. Yeah, there's something about the numbers going on.
New record.
Is Frank going to put something out?
They just keep chugging along. We're talking about the Numbers Band, right?
Yeah,
they just keep chugging along. They're in their 48th or 49th, maybe, year. This is the band that has, Terry, excuse me. This is the band that has Terry Hind on Reeves.
Chrissy Hind's brother.
That's right. And they've been going for, decades.
Yeah, right.
They're brilliant. They're still absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, so I've gotten the thumbs up about them from Tony Mamone and David Thomas.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
Chris, about this album, new album you got. Now, when did you start writing the songs for it?
Yeah, good question. This is stuff that's been on and off for quite a long time. I would come up with something and either would go on a current project, or if it was really, really good or really, really different or just nuts or crappy, whatever, I'd put it on a shelf. And so there's a couple of decades worth of stuff on here spread out, you know, over the years. And I had 8 or 9 tracks in the can. And then right quickly, about a year ago or so, wrote 3 new ones, and boom, I had enough for a release. So, this is kind of a collection of stuff that I've been holding back and tinkering with, after a year or so or 2 or 3, come back and look at it again and change something. And, I've been poking this with a stick for a long, long time.
Now, when you say older stuff, you're not talking Tin Chewy and Waitresses.
Well, you know what? Some of these tunes are Waitresses songs that never made it on a record. After our band broke up, I thought that maybe cooler heads would prevail and we'd get back together and we would need material. So I wrote a whole other album that was in the can, thinking that we're going to need stuff to play and record. And that's some of the tracks at the end are ones that... We're for that project. So is a song called New Enemy. Excuse me. part of the tropical weather here is that you get a head cold that lasts 4 months. So my apologies if I gotta stop and get rid of some spit. Sorry,
Okay. I'm gonna play late for work. Okay, you go and spit.
Okay. All right.
Summer down the shore at Cape something, who's he, what's it? Those cocoa butter brown bodies are broiling on honey of thigh and perk of tit. No. I don't remember any of it. I don't remember any of it except, remember your swimsuit didn't fit. You kept popping out of it. You know, flopping out of it. I mean, look at you. Nice job, God.
I ran after you like a man late for work.
Not like you're late for an exam in a class you can't stand and a useless subject that you'll never use again.
I ran after you like a man late for work.
I
can't. I can't.
I ran after you like a man late for work.
And not like it's April 14th and your taxes aren't done. And you've had a bad year, so no refund anyway.
I ran after you like a man late for work.
But
Da ne razdeli Thigh affair. Bang, bang, deadly. Better watch in the streets. Bang, bang, ladies with a black tie so sweet. They are a force and they are a fury. They buckle on down and you'd better worry. I'm talking derby, roller derby with the best. They practice really hard and they're above all the rest. They keep the losses down to an absolute minimal. I believe they're so good that it is almost criminal. Black and white are the colors here. It seems to match up with the bruises so dear, and they skate fast and they skate harder. Tough to deal with, oh, you're just a martyr. It is a black tie affair. You can come, you're invited. When they're skating in a bout, we all get excited. Streak of lightning jam and a brutal block. You've heard it before, shut up and rock. Because they're bad, they're a championship team. Just outskate them, the others can dream, and furthermore, they got their eyes on you yet. They'll take you on and win all their bets. So let's get out and watch the next game and see the Dolls carry on with their fame. They're skating right now and practicing hard. So really work out and see what's in the cards.
There is protest all around and for damn good reasons. I'm as much of an observer as a participant. I have a writer's distance, and so can see the same rising and falling patterns of the older social movements I'm studying in my classes, in the rebellion that is going on around me right now.
That's how these things begin. Go ahead, give it a try. One becomes ten in the blink of an eye. Push it harder, see where it goes. Hundreds now hoping that there are a roll. Then it's thousands riding the swell. Is this a fad or a trend to sell? Then you're millions, millions and millions. You gotta
complaining they can't stand the pace. Down to 10 true believers, just the hardcore, and 9 of them secretly eyeing the door. So that one, the word in a million tries, and again makes a chain reaction. There were millions, we're millions and millions. We got a real life chain reaction.
Watt for Pedro show. Hey, yeah, that was Late for Work for Chris Butler, and he's got a some kind of exploration with guitar technique with this.
Yeah,
enlighten us, Chris.
Okay, I do this thing called fake dropped E, where if you put a capo on the second fret on the first five strings, you have your E note E string to ring free, and
drone.
You can play. You can play D shapes or whatever, and you have a nice big fat bottom, but you also have a voicing on the top that sounds nice and jangly. So a couple of these songs have got that going on for them.
What do you call that technique?
Oh, fake dropped E.
Fake dropped E.
You know, because you know, there's that thing called drop D.
Of course,
where you drop the E string down to D, and then you play shapes in the first position.
Well, I'll tell you how I did it.
Yeah, yeah.
In my first opera.
Yeah, do you have a
I wanted it in D for D boom.
Yep.
So I just turned the E string down to D, but they do have these tuners that have a little thumb latch.
You hit chop, right?
It'll take you right, yeah, around the headstock. It'll take you down a whole step.
Yep, hip shot. I think they even go down to C, which is possible. I think
it'll make you even looser, even more dragging across the frets. Huh?
Yeah, so I cheated. Rather than tune the guitar down, I put a capo on it and tuned it up. So except for the low E string, and it's a real nice sound, especially with a 12 string. That's a 12 string on that song.
That's what I was going to say. Well, a lot of people do that just to keep the fucking tension down.
Yes. Yeah, that's a 12 string. That's a Burns double six 12 string through Vox AC. And we're getting geeky here.
A little bit. I didn't ask you all that. You
can through a Vox AC 30. So.
You can bring it. Yeah, nothing like an AC 30.
Nothing like an AC
30. Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, then we heard brand new from Brother Vasco there in Skopje. Nisto Nima De Na Razdeli, and that's Bernays Propaganda, and Tony Kitanowski on guitar, but there's a Watt bass solo there I flew in from Pedro via the internet. Thank you, Brother Vasco, for having me aboard. Then brand new from Ohio band, but Dayton Way, Bob Pollock.
Oh, yeah.
Guided by Voices, My Future in Barcelona. Barcelona. This guy puts out an album like every other week. It's incredible. He is so prolific, huh? And then Aaliyah from Japan with A Suspicion. Telomere Repair with F Equals Zero. Big Cough from Chris. Dietrich and Barnes with Parasol Gigante. And that's John Dietrich from Deerhoof. Jeremy Barnes.
Oh, yeah, Deerhoof, great band.
Yeah, yeah, Greg Saunier just moved here. He's in SoCal now.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, so our gain, everybody else's loss. Bullets or Balloons out of Spokanistan, or like they say up there, Little Town of Methlehem. Oh, Little Town. And Joe Brewer, Madison, Wisconsin, Black Tie Affair. And finally, tell us about this one, Chris. Chain Reaction, Millions and Millions.
Millions and Millions. Millions and Millions is off of a record called Easy Life. And that's the release that's before this one. And the whole idea behind Easy Life is that's me as a kid at Kent State University. And this new record is kind of like me as I am now, an old fart. But Easy Life
less
is about...
Less younger fart.
Yeah, young fart, right.
Less younger. Less younger. There's only two ways, Chris. More younger and less younger. We got rid of it. We dumped the O word. It's out.
Okay, all right. That's good. That's good. I'll
So you were
I'll
more younger in at college.
Yeah, I was in college, and this is like a sociological song where you see a pattern to groups where you have one person who starts something and gets a following, and then they see maybe get corrupt or the people get bored, and then it, you know, it's a definite bell-shaped curve. You know, it builds up and then it trails down. So that's the song has an arc to it lyrically.
You mean everything in this life, in some way or another, can get reduced down to a episode in I Love Lucy rerun?
I'm convinced. I think you've put your finger on it, Mr. Watt. I think you have. I think you have the beginning of a brand new social theory here.
Okay. It's all about I Love Lucy.
It's all been done before on I Love Lucy. That's correct.
Right, so sometimes it's mayonnaise, sometimes it's pizzas.
A keen observer, whoever wrote those scripts was a keen observer of the human condition.
Right. Now, I forgot to ask you what late for work was. Maybe it's kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah. The story behind that's pretty easy. You're with your lady and she's feeling a little frisky but the clock is ticking and you gotta get your butt to work and, you know, she's looking good in the morning sunlight and,
You're
one who's stimulated, shall we say, by more than caffeine. And you come to that terrible decision point where you have to say, baby, I love you, but I can't stick around. I'm going to get my ass canned if I don't put my head in the door at my job. And it's a terrible decision. It's an older man's decision.
My only hope is that she'll
be there when I get back.
When it comes to songwriting, do you look for something to write about, or do you let just notions hit you?
Oh, a little bit of everything. I mean, somebody will make a crack at a conversation, something really sharp and witty, or I'll find myself in a dilemma or in a pickle. And boy, it comes from just as many places. You know, the world never seems to stop feeding me. Lines, you know, so and situations, and you know, some of them great, some of them not so great, and you know, put them in a notebook, come back to them later, or get so stimulated that you can't stop until the damn thing's done. But I do tend to write, you know, not Moon June Spoon or love songs. It's more situations or ironies or conflicts or desires or something that has a bit of a storyline or a theatrical aspect to it. I just find that's more fun, you know. Let the love songs be taken care of by people who are 10 times better at it than I am. You know, I'm trying to be the keen observer of the human condition, blah, 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 blah.
What I kind of was meaning was like, sometimes do you sit down and say, okay, it's time for an anthem. I'm going to write an anthem.
I wish I could do that. You sit down and, yeah, sometimes you can do that, right. Sometimes you can do that. You can give yourself a brief and say, all right, this is it. I need to write a single, or I need to write something that's going to make, you know, play to the people in the rafters and you know, something anthemic. But usually what comes out is something completely different.
who wrote the what boys like?
Me.
Okay.
Now, that did that just come to you, or did you sit down, I'm going to put my mind inside a woman's mind?
Oh, no. I that's from personal experience of going to the local bar.
I'm talking about the process, Chris.
Yeah. Well, the process came from an experience of not being able to get laid in Akron, Ohio. That's basically what it is. And going to a place where the women were going home with the attorneys and the rich guys who had blow, and I was just a scuffling music guy, and I had this lick that I had cribbed from the Isley Brothers. It's your thing. If you play it backwards, it's the guitar lick for I Know What Boys Like. So, kind of put the two together and, fleshed out a lyric and fleshed out an arrangement and recorded it in a basement in Akron, Ohio. So, that's but where that came from.
You didn't put yourself in the place of a woman?
Oh yeah, to do a lyric kid, absolutely.
Because it's not a guy saying he knows what guys like.
Oh yeah. Oh no, I'm after you go through a lot of rejection, you begin to find out, you have to figure out why, and so you become a student of female behavior.
Okay, I was waiting for that.
Yeah. You become a student of female behavior, and then you assume the character, kind of like assuming a role, an acting job, so to speak, and improvise with inside that character for a little bit, and you come come up with lines. Yeah, I come up with a situation and start playing the roles of the characters in the situation, and that's kind of one of the things I really like to do. And a lot of these songs are one-sided dialogues.
Yeah, monologues. Salute.
So like I'm going to give you half of the conversation.
Yeah.
As if I'm speaking to somebody else, and I found that that's kind of a good way to relate to a listener, because I'm letting them be the other part of the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. If I remember right, there was drama in the band. There was a couple of singers.
Yeah, originally we had a backup singer named Ariel Warner, and she was kind of a temporary person to give Patty some company and the waitresses, and then we started to record, and it didn't work out too well.
But even with Patty, because a lady you had was actually in the scene here in the late 70s before she went to England.
Yep.
Holly
Beth Vincent. That's right. After Patty.
She had a band, Patty, not a match. She had Patty, a band called Holly and the Italians. And the big song was,
"Tell that girl to shut up.
You better tell that girl to beat her up." This is a lady's song.
Go ahead. I also had a great guy, a great writer, who's a friend of mine, Mark Sedgwick, in the band. He was an Italian. So we.
Oh, is that the bass?
And then we have one really, really big show lined up at Columbia University, and she didn't show. She sipped us, so that was kind of the end of it for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In a little trio, actually opened up for the Flesh Eaters at the Whiskey.
Wow.
And yeah, I just thought the name of the band was so funny, you know. And then the album was like The Right to Be Italian or something.
She lives in L.A. Can I tell a story?
Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Okay, so we had Tracy Wormworth in our band. Tracy was like 19 or 20. And Tracy was a well-brought-up young, church-going black woman, and extremely nice, extremely polite, unbelievably talented. Well, we're playing the show with Holly at a college, and it's hot outside, and all these guys are coming up to the front of the stage, and Holly's wearing this kind of figure skater skirt.
Yeah, like I do.
You know, it's just about in the middle of the knee, only goes to the middle of the knee.
Yeah.
And so Holly does a spin and Tracy's jaw drops because Holly ain't wearing no drawers.
No chonies.
No. And Tracy was very confused about that, but it asked the question of why all the guys were up at the front of the stage.
Okay. The education of Miss Tracy.
Yes. Tracy is a wonderful, wonderful person.
Okay, I don't mean to go so back into the back, but like you said, some of these tunes are from those older days.
Yeah.
And but when you put it together, it was all in one studio, right?
Oh no!
These are from different places too. Even okay.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm at place because I live so a lot of from Hoboken, New Jersey.
Oh, so these weren't master tapes. These were multi-track tapes.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, some of these I had an ADAT system before I had a Pro Tools system.
I remember ADAT.
Yeah, ADAT
it was like taped to VHS.
Yes, sir. That's right. Eight tracks per tape. Made a format developed by the company called Alesis.
Yeah.
And it was the first, semi-pro digital recording system that you could actually afford, you know.
Yeah.
Before hard drives. And it's Hoboken. A couple of these are done. The three latest were all done in Akron. A couple were done in upstate New York, in Accord, New York. The real, real old ones were done in Brooklyn on my, Porta studio, my Tascam Porta studio.
Which is what, cassette?
Yeah, cassette. Four track cassette, yeah.
Wow, and so what, you just bounced all the stuff into Pro Tools and redid them?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Wow.
Clean them up a little bit.
So in a way, this record is kind of a Chris Butler retrospective.
In a way, you're absolutely right.
It's kind of, yeah, your musical journey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Again, they're a touch of gray and better than I ever was. And the World Way were all potential waitresses songs. And so was New Enemy. Anything, let's see, I'm looking here. Yeah, then there are new ones, Bish Box and, Summer Money and Never Been Old Before that are definitely, you know, a newer batch. And those are all done in Akron.
Those are kind of songs you could have never wrote in those days anyway, right?
That's true. That, you know, there's the old line that you can't play King Lear when you're 19 years old, you know? you haven't had enough life experience and Never Been Old Before, I'm telling my kid, these are the wonders of my world. I hope you get them. You know, this is the Who on Shindig, kid. Love this. You know, this is the Wright Brothers Airplane. Can you believe they got this thing to fly? You know, here, taste this. This is ham I brought from Barcelona. You know, that's Ringo's Ludwig kit. You know, these are all cool things in the world that you turn off the damn cell phone and look around you, you know?
Or smart leash nowadays. Look, it's the end of the first hour, December 13th, 2018, Dish Watt Pedro Show. Brother Matt, special guest Chris Butler. Hold tight for hour two. December 13th, 2018, it's the second hour of the Watt Pedro Show.
Before you know, if I seem a little pushy. rushy, more rushed than I should be. It's 'cause what I do with you for the first time could be the last time for me.
First time for you, last time for me. If you say you're hard, then you're not paying attention.
I've never been old before. You want to show you something cool, dear God, how lucky you are. If I go a little nuts trying to pass on what I know, even if I've seen it or done it a thousand times, I just want you to get it. If I seem a little pushy, more rushed than I should be, 'cause whatever I do with you could be the last time for me.
First time for you, last time for me.
You're just too young to know this, but time rolls by so fast. If I catch you being blasé, I'm gonna kick your ass. 'Cause if you say you're bored, then you're not paying attention. If you say you're bored, you're not paying attention. This is the Who on Shindig, that's a Bugatti. Atlantic, eat this red jacket and apricot. Listen, that's Hellstar by Joe Meek. Let's watch Casablanca, that's a real T-Rex bone. Michelangelo carved this statue from a single block of stone. They landed a rocket on a comet. This is the Cabaret Voltaire, that's the only building left from the 1939 World's Fair. Can you believe the Wright brothers got this flimsy thing to fly? We're gonna swim you under the Eiffel Tower and just look at it. This is Ham from Barcelona. This is Ringo, Ludwig, Kit. This is metric. That standard, so no, they won't fit. Wait till you see falling water. Service right, love the sport. Gonna teach you how to change a tire. I was right here on May 4th.
If you say you're bored, then you're not paying attention. If you say you're bored, then you're not paying attention. If you say you're bored, then you're not paying attention. If you say you're bored, then you're not paying attention.
Chicano, soy Chicano. Because I'm brown and I'm proud, and I'll make it my own way. Some people call me third world, but I know that is the real world, because to me, all I am is Mexicano. Chicano, soy Chicano. All my brothers come together right now, all across the USA. I just woke up and say, Chicano, soy Chicano. Right on. And dale pues. Chicano, soy Chicano. I can fly just as high and as long as I want to. Some people call me violent, because I'm no longer the silent pobrecito Mexicano. Chicano, soy Chicano. Mis hermanos, organizan pero ya. Todo el mundo lo sabrá. Yo estaba todo las dirá. Chicano, soy Chicano. Dale shine. Dale shine. Dale shine. Chicano, soy Chicano. Because I'm brown and I'm proud, and I'll make it my own way. Some people call me violent, because I'm no longer the silent pobrecito Mexicano. Chicano, soy Chicano. Soy café, tengo orgullo. Y yo sé que yo la voy a hacer. Unos me dicen hippie, otros me dicen caifán. Pero yo solo sé que soy puro mexicano. Pa' que sepan.
Watch for Pedro show. You just heard Chris Butler's sniffle because the tropical weather is just warming the fuck out of him. We're starting the second hour off with Never Been Old Before. Or Never Been Less Younger Before. We
might Never Been Less Younger.
Title, yeah. And then Mike Rognetta with Sixes, Smashes Sixes. Still House Plants. Yeah, he's in Brooklyn. Still House Plants with Chicane. They're out of Glasgow. Chicano Soy Chicano. Sun Watches and Eugene Chadbourne with Mike Watt. But actually, it's just me doing the, what was his name? Doug Somm? Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Soy Chicano a few years ago.
Yeah.
And they have me the brand new Sun Watcher Eugene Chadbourne album. I'm out in a few places and I do the spiel, the whole thing there. And then
I know Eugene Chadbourne.
You know he's in Cali right now. I think he's in Ojai. I was trying to get him a gig here in Pedro, but I was in Colorado last week. That was a little cold. But it was dry cold, you know? It was in the tent.
It's dry cold.
Hey, it's a big difference. It's
a big difference.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Chris, with just like with heat,
yep.
It's terrible when it's wet cold. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Cold is bad enough, you know, when your face is falling off.
Eugene's brilliant. Shockabilly with Mark Kramer and
that's
all
right.
of that.
I remember right. that. Yeah, I think he played Electric Rake.
Yep.
And then Moldovan from Baltimore with Which State 82. And finally, Better Than I Ever Was. So people, Chris was telling you about, you know, what went into Never Been Old Before. He's talking to his son about stuff like Get Off the Smart Leash and shit. But what about Better Than I Ever Was?
Okay. The inspiration for that was I played drums for 3 or 4 years with Richard Lloyd.
Yeah, from Dick Lloyd from television.
Television.
Yeah. I think he's living in Chattanooga these days.
Yep, and Richard, let's say, lived a very colorful life, okay? And,
I read the book, Combustible.
Well, I got it. I haven't opened it yet. It's on my
It's called Combustible Something.
Yeah, Everything's Combustible, I believe.
Yeah, and it's got a picture of him in his hospital gown next to the oxygen tanks at the hospital. No smoking, and he's smoking, of course. He says, in that book, he says Jimmy punched him out. It was like one to the gut, one to the side, and then one in the face. And then, I don't know, a couple hours later, he sees this yellow Corvette, and Jimmy's in there crying because he felt bad about punching him.
Oh, wow. He's got some great stories. Well, he's the kind of guy that lived real wild, and he would come into rehearsal, you know, with his bemused look, and I'd, you know, what's going on, Richard? He goes, well, I just can't believe I'm here. You know, he would tell some story, and then he'd shake his head and go, man, I just can't believe I'm, you know, if anybody should not, you know, have survived what he survived, he's the guy. So I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that when I wanted to write a song about you know, boy, because I'm a little surprised. I mean, I didn't have that at all, that kind of rough life, but I had my docs, and there were plenty of times when, you know, I came close to checking out, not from self-abuse, but just from circumstances. But,
sure.
You know, so I could just from life. So
you know, he talks about the 33rd and 3rd. You know.
Yeah.
Him and Dee Dee both were working that corner, and they weren't aware. They weren't aware of each other.
Well, wow.
Ain't that a trip? I mean, he's got several surgeries, all kinds of stuff going on in that book. Amazed that he's the guy. Gets this. He's up in the city, San Francisco, and I'm gonna walk. To SoCal, like with a guitar in one hand. I guess he has a sack and a guitar. He finally lets go of the sack. He walks with a guitar in his hand the whole fucking way. Some hitchhike, you know. But Jesus. I read it like in 2 days. I couldn't put it down. It was.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's
pretty much
number one on the runway.
How long did you play with him?
3 or 4 years, and then we did it again. A couple 3 years ago, did a short tour of the Northwest, and he's playing real good. And
I think he's got a little trio now. And
yes, he does.
He just went and recorded some.
He's unsinkable.
He's unsinkable.
He's unsinkable. Brilliant. I mean, he is the scariest, greatest guitar player I have ever been. And you know, what a joy to go to. I mean, he's great live, but when you relax, you know, that's a performance situation where, you know, it's a little different. But when it was really relaxed during rehearsals and all of this, man, he would go to Planet Richard and, you know, come back with all these incredible musical souvenirs, you know, from oh boy. Boy, oh boy, it was a treat. It was a treat.
He had a good album. What was it called? Alchemy?
I can't comment on any of them. I just love hearing him play guitar.
I remember a long time ago. Maybe it was his first solo record, but all those solos.
Alchemy, right.
All those solos. I think he even did a record of Jimmy covers.
Yes, he did. Because one of his guitar teachers, I'm going to try this Velvet type. I believe the guy, the fellow's name was Velvet, and he did it. He did the Jimmy covers as a tribute to his friend Velvet, who played guitar with Hendrix, and so showed Richard Velvet, showing Richard all the moves. You know, so it's like one degree of separation from Hendrix.
I think that cat's in the book.
I think he is.
Yeah, when they were young, he used to get into shows and stuff. That's where I learned where Robert Plant's secret name is Percy.
Oh yeah, Percy. Right, Percy. Right. Now, yeah, because pretty boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty boy. I think that's derogatory, Mike. I think that's derogatory.
Well, it's just what I learned in the book, you know. You're supposed to take away something from those kind of things, and I just enjoyed the shit out of it. And,
he's
got a kind of a Hemingway, very direct prose.
Yep.
Not that obtuse. Now,
Well, you know what? And I gotta say, point of criticism, he ain't no poet. You know, the poetic aspect of television was definitely covered by Mr. Verlaine.
Yeah, but what he says in that book, I don't want to play in Tom's band anymore.
Yeah, that's right. But when I go back and listen, I love Tom Verlaine, love the lyricalness, but the stuff that sticks out to me, that grabs me by the seat of the pants is always Richard's stuff. It's always Richard.
Well, for me, it was the band, because there's something about Billy Fika. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Such a trippy drummer. And then Fred Smith and Dick Hale, you know. Yeah, I the whole band, there's something, and especially the first record. That record ain't too good, but man, the first record is so good.
Yeah, it sounds as fresh today, and it's totally inspirational to me. Confession, the guitar line to Bitch Box is from an unreleased television song called Change Your Channels that was written in the era when Richard Hell was
the
bass player.
Yeah.
That do 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 do.
Yeah.
The descending line is I got to tell you, it's a lift.
You appropriated.
I enhanced it.
Okay.
I brought it into the world.
It's time for us to get our lives enhanced by Brother Matt in his spin cycle.
Cool. Thank you.
Father Mountain. Yeah. Thank you so much. What made you do what you did to us right now with your spin cyclage?
Lucille Ball.
Lucille Ball.
Yeah. You guys were talking about earlier.
She's an inspirer.
That song kind of reminded me of Lucille Ball was in a Clint Eastwood movie.
And, is that right?
That's, I figured I'd go with that.
Okay, okay. I remember she made a movie before that TV series. See, my sisters loved that show. I had to see it all the time when I was a boy. But it was called The Big Trailer or some shit.
The Long Bomb Trailer, oh, yes.
Rise's Big Trailer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I also seen her in some noir stuff. She was actually in some stuff that was not comedy when she was a younger lady.
That's right. Yeah, she was the mall. She was the
yeah, the mall. With, the capo's girl.
Yeah.
The front seat.
We got some flavor in the background.
Some flavor,
getting pounded by the retrofitters.
We're doing something that you probably don't have in Akron. We're having apartment earthquake retrofit going on here, Chris.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Well, because you know, it's not a matter of if; it's just a matter of when.
It's a matter of when.
We're going to get it. They did one on my... What they did at my apartment is they put big old fucking steel I-beams in the rear so it won't slide off the foundation.
Foundation. Wow.
That's a big problem where we were. So they're doing stuff to prop up Brother Matt's pad when the inevitable... We'll
keep the pad up.
Keep the pad up. That's right.
Keep a lot of canned food in the house, Matt.
Yeah. I got cases of tuna from my old Starkist days.
Yeah, Brother Matt's grandpa helped build the tuna industry. Started here, Chris. Chicken of the Sea.
Charlie Starkist, Tuna.
Charlie Tuna. Yeah, it's more than just Joe Hill, IWW, and some asshole KKK guys. We got all kinds of history here, Pedro. Just come and give you a tour, but can't do it today because we're at the end of the second hour, December 13th, 2018 edition. While Peter Show, Brother Matt here, special guest Chris Butler. Hold tight for hour three. December 13th, 2018. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Shoulda fit in. Just shoulda tried. Shoulda backed down. I should've lied. I should've turned my back and everything I knew was right. But reality's never applied to me. Never did and never will. Reality's never applied to me. Never did and never will. Never did and never will. I should've played safe. Just should've known. I really should've left well enough alone. But reality's never applied to me. Never did and never will. Reality's never applied to me. Never did and never will. Never did and never will. I really should've chewed. Should've been scared. I really should go. Never did and never will. Never did and never will. Never did and never will. Now it doesn't take a genius to see just how things are, but it takes a lot of sweat to forget everything you've learned so far. We'll be right back.
and never will. Never did 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 and never will. Never did.
If I could just find a priestess who could tell me what I should do. Jumping at Jericho's, let's go downtown. Let's go down to Castro's, kick some skits around. Well, I'll bust for Carfare. Davy's sister might be there. Let's go somewhere. Let's go anywhere. Can I stand in your shadows a minute? Let's rent some beers and talk about stuff. I've been doing lots of thinking. What if I don't stop growing up? Come on, come on, come on. Wait up, hold on. You guys ain't no fun. Come on, let's do something. Yep. There's a new flick down at the Regency. You can see Bert, Davy's sister's home from college. I wonder if it changed too much. She had a body by Frank Lloyd Wright, brain by Univac. Her folks are away at Disney World. She was always all right for a girl like her. I could stand in her shadow. Catch my breath. She was always good for cover. She made a better door than a window. Come on.
just the best. And the 21 illegal was another name for legally dead. But you never told me what's supposed to happen after that. When you wear out the sleeves of your varsity jacket, you still have fun. Does everything change? Are all these drugs really frying my brain? Can you still drive fast? Will there be a girl for me? Come on, let's do something that makes us feel free. This is so weird.
Watch for Pedro show, yeah. Start the third off hour off with physics from Chris Butler. Tell us about that, Chris. Physics.
All right. The hook was, you know, I'm a born contrarian. I majored in being a pain in the ass. I'm a denier of all common sense and right thinking. had to. You know, everything had to be done, you know, differently or not at all. You know, you start out as a musician or a weirdo kid or whatever, and a little bit of both, and you know, the rules don't apply, or you get excluded, or you have to make your own way. So that's what that song's about. What I am proud of is I got to use a bunch of weird instruments on it, and there's a instrument called a xylophone. It's a little electronic handheld synthesizer that I think David Bowie used one on Space Oddity, and there's an effect on the Farfisa organ that's a broken tape delay. So you send the signal in and you expect this nice return, but it comes out all screwed up, and I thought that was pretty cool. So I got to have some fun with that, and I thought that that was a pretty good song to put as cut one, side one. Kind of sets the tone for the entire record of, you know, this is going to be something a little different, a little defiant, a little subversive, and I'm trying to, you know, stake out my own territory here.
Yeah, the setup.
The setup. That's right.
From Australia, we had the Drunk Mums after that Blitz. My and the Revolutionary Hell Yeah from Up the City, live version of Stay Cozy. King Champion Sounds from Netherlands with What Amanda Meant. Tokyo Dragon Blue was Staggered. Tenko. And then finally, Chris Butler, Davey's Sister, Home from College. That sounds like his true story.
Well, I absolutely had, well, crush was not the right word. Huge respect for my second year college English student, and everybody in the class turned out to be lifelong friends of mine. And her name is Lee Terhune, Lee Super, and then now Lee Terhune. She was brilliant and beautiful, and set me on a road of literature and writing, and you know, was kind enough to recognize that I had some literary talent and that I should do something with it. And, you know, like a knucklehead, I decided to put it in song lyrics instead of, you know, something that could actually, you know, gain some respect.
Where's Davey?
Dave, I just made him up. He's just this kid. Because once again, this is one of those Kent songs.
Yeah.
And Kent is a college town, and you have the townies and the students. And so this is a townie kid. This is a townie wondering what the hell he's doing, because all these people come and go to get an education.
Yeah.
They have a little more money than he did. And,
yeah.
And he's not sure what the hell he's going to do. He and his buddies are out, you know, partying on some night, but he's like, he's kind of confused. So he's trying to figure out what the hell he's going
to
do.
Well, I'm trying to figure this out. I want to play Red Drinks, Red Drinks. I mean, with exclamation marks, even.
Exclamation point. Yeah, yeah. That's from the Easy Life record, too. That's about, real story. Went to a bar in New York called Brownies. I played there
with Jay Mascis right after my illness. And
there
hurt.
You go.
All Stooges. It helped save my life.
Uh-huh.
What happened? Tell me.
I'm sitting at the bar, and I went there early, and I was, cause a friend of mine was going to play, and I looked to my right, and people were drinking cranberry juice. And I looked to my left, and people are drinking cranberry juice. And I'm wondering, what the hell is going on here? And I ordered a beer, and I began to get funny looks.
Uh-oh.
And it turns out that these are guys from AA. Their meeting had just broke up. But they still like to go to bars because you socialize and you hear a band. And they were giving me funny looks. And suddenly I found myself going, wait. I don't have a drinking problem. And they give you that look. That look.
Right.
Like, right. I'm the only guy in a bar drinking a beer, which is weird.
Like they say, Chris, don't drink and drive because you might hit a bump. And spill your drink.
And spill the drink. That's right.
AA meeting just broke up. We still like to hang out. We just can't drink. But that makes me feel like I'm the one with a drinking problem. Well, do you have a drinking problem?
Red drinks, red drinks. Drinks. I see you sitting on your stool with a brown drink, floating on your wit so you don't sink, trying to drown any thoughts that dare think. Your life stinks, life stinks. Everything that was set up just right fizzled out like a 10-cent night light. You were groomed to be a star, not a satellite. What a bite, a bite. So ironic. Red drinks, red drinks. Red drinks, red drinks. Along on your bulging bladder, you're gonna make a big splash when you splatter. You splat, you splatter. You say you want to be the king of this playpen. You say you want to be the queen of the she-man. Or are you gonna be the means to the end of the end? The end of your through a gash in the background chatter. You hear a nag, nag, nagging whisper. Everybody you know is so clever and smarter than you. Everybody on the left's got a red glass. Everybody on the right's got a red glass. Everything's moving in too fast. Leave me alone. Leave me. If you're gonna stay stuck in that bottle, the only way you're gonna spin is with a swizzle. And you're gonna get sick when it wiggles. Ain't no pill, no pill. Are you gonna stay numb in the 90s? Be the best of the bad for Presley's. When you're finally gonna make some money, make money, money. Crack that Everybody on the left's got a red glass. Everybody on the right's got a red glass. Everything's moving in too fast. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me
drink.
I see a sick man in your stool with your brown drink, trying to drown any thought that there thinks your life stinks, life stinks. 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 Your life stinks.
Now I'm caught in the middle of the trip of and the book to send them in a summary. I do all the things we have words for. Everything appears to be what it seems to be. It is, it is, is, it is, it be to seem to will be to appears. Everything. No, it is. No, it is. Yes, it's not. Everything appears to be what it seems to be. It is, it is. Is, it is. It be to seems it will be to appears. Everything. Cliff, I'm on cliff, I'm on cliff. Something gonna have to take a leap. Something gonna have to take a leap. Something gonna have to take a leap. I say, take that leap. Make that leap. Thank you.
runaway sun, renegade palm tree, edge of the map, a man with a suitcase, Copanoplase. Paints up his skin, tries to go native, aches for Gauguin, barely makes Gilligan. Desperation. All the whores in the hotel bars taking bets on just how far this pub ain't going. And the whores say, ooh, novice castaway, you're a mortgage note in a nomad's way. Ooh, passports stand marooned, but you've got a bag to go back to, and you ain't got the wind in your shoes. No, you ain't got the wind in your shoes. This island's a slum, tin shacks and sand fleas. Put a shell to your ear and you still hear the city. It's a headache movie. I should have passed the sand trap by, but when your wallet's dry, you can't gypsy. And the gypsies say, go home, wounded guest. Don't ask us strays how to build a nest. Ooh, that's a lost desire, 'cause we're running sick and the dream's gone sour. Nah, you ain't got the wind in your shoes. No, you ain't got the wind in your shoes. But the gotta go breeze blows harder and harder, and ooh, it's so contagious. Jets whine your name, trains whistle at two, smiling faces on the posters, 'cause they're already there. Yeah, they're already there on the posters. Look, I gotta explain this here. Alright. My tribe are hunters and gatherers. Our home is everywhere, but not you. You're the kind to always be looking for a better cave, but you can't carry a permanent structure. I mean, the only reason we're still not running around on all fours is so we can look up and read the departure monitor. The mission's on fire, heathens and pagans. Down in the swamp, Venus is bathing. It's fever season. Tell the rebels in the hills, take a break until I sell someone a ticket worth of something. 'Cause, ooh, a nightmare's haunting me. I grow roots and become a tree. Ooh, I've bought poetry, but then a concrete flood buries me. Ooh, where's my masterpiece? I wrote it down on a banana leaf. Ooh, move on, wounded guest. Damn, a wave just soaked my cigarette. Ooh, that's okay. I've got the wind in my shoes. Ooh, I've got the wind in my shoes. Ooh, I've got the wind in my shoes.
Why for Pedro Show? Last music for this edition. Tune Chris Butler was telling you about. Red drinks, red drinks. And then Tom McDonough, after that, with Everything Appears to Be. Guitar duet here, Henry Kaiser with Jim O'Rourke, doing All About, All Aboard. Shit. All Aboard for Futuresville. I'm going to play with Henry Kaiser February.
Yeah?
Wow, he's coming down. He's been diving in the South Pole and shit.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm on the show. We'll talk about it. But he's going to come here with Wayne Pete, a buddy of Nels Klein, and Vinnie Golia, and somebody else on drums. And we're going to try to do like Love Supreme and
wow.
Yeah, these John Coltrane songs. And yeah, it's kind of pants here for me, but he's got me to do it. So I'm going to try not shame myself as a man. Pajaro Sunrise after that from Spain with Long Forgotten Flowers. And finally, yeah, I want you to talk about this one. Dromomania.
Okay, I found this word in the dictionary. It's dromomania. It means running sickness. It's
from running. Sickness from running.
From running sickness, but the idea is that you're constantly on the move and like something's chasing you. And, a long time ago, I took this trip to Venezuela and wound up in the jungle in the area called Canema. I wanted to see Angel Falls. And there was this bar and this trading post at the end of the world, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the trail. And there were all these mysterious characters there that were they had it with civilization, or they had, you know, the law was on them or something. They're all hanging out at this bar, and I got inspired to try and capture that moment of people who are forever on the move. Either something's eating at them or something's chasing them.
Restless.
And this guy. And this guy in the song is making fun of a tourist who comes to try and get back to shed his civilization and go native, and he's failing miserably. So this guy, my character in the story, is kind of contemptuous of this fellow, but also ruminating about. He's just got to keep going, you know. Whatever I got to do to get out of here, I'll do it. And he just has to keep moving. And that was the definition of dromomania. And I thought that's cool. And then I read this book called Song Lines by Bruce Chatwin, and he used this wonderful phrase that he got from the native Australians. Called you have the wind in your shoes when you have to keep moving. You're a nomad, and you're a nomad not by choice necessarily, or maybe by inclination. And so the subtitle for Dromomania is I've got the wind in my shoes. I gotta keep moving. You know, I gotta keep moving.
I have the traveling sickness. There's a Creedence song, right?
Traveling man.
Yeah, he got sued for that, I think, by the long tossed alligator.
Oh, dear.
But I'm talking about another one where he says, put a candle in the window. Feel moving on. It's on Pendulum.
Oh.
Yeah, I've got to put these traveling shoes. Anyway, Chris, it's been beautiful to have you aboard. I love your album. I love hearing about your journey.
I love talking with you.
Next plan?
Yep.
Bring it.
Let's do it again.
Okay, you got something new? You cooking up new stuff?
I'm jamming with the friends that are doing an instrumental, outside instrumental project. We got a couple of old friends from college who are in the part of the Devo orbit, and my friend Gary Jackett's playing synthesizer, and we're going to debut that sometime in January or February, and got a bunch of stuff going on. I'm playing drums with my surf band in January.
Cool.
At a club in Akron.
Perfect,
that's fun.
Perfect month.
Yeah, perfect month. Don't stay home.
Next time you get some stuff out of the can and onto the vinyl, let's talk about it, okay? Because I love having you aboard, Chris. Brother Matt, thank you so much for you always such an aid and abet. good people, it's been the December 13, 2018 edition of WAP for Pedro Show. I got one more week left of as a 60-year-old. Keep your powder dry.